The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, so far, the voice is holding up, a little gravelly, a little scruffy. This is what we call my verbascum voice. If I'm not making 1-900-ROBERT jokes, it's verbascum, V-E-R-B-A-S-C-U-M, verbascum. When you have that deep, gravelly, you know, throaty voice. Ladies, you can get that, too, when you're going hoarse. Verbascum is the great homeopathic remedy for that kind of voice. Unless you want it, like Super Don. Deep, deep. And he's, of course, on injured reserve, as I mentioned, chasing chickens like Rocky did in the original movie. No, not really. But anyway, he should be resting. Stop listening to the show. Go to sleep. No, not you. Everyone else can stay awake and listen. Or download the podcast later. That's okay. RobertScottBell.com. We had a great discussion about scalar energy last hour. This hour, I've had my glyphosate up to here and beyond. We've got Ed Brown. His first film was Unacceptable Levels. He's working on the next one, New Resistance. And then there's an Indiegogo campaign. We'll talk about the finishing of that film. Monsanto, not going to like it, but I think we are. So we'll get to that in a little while. Let's see, we were talking about medicine, the ineptitude within it, what is paid for performance. What about, let's see, was there anything else left on the table? I was thinking, Super Don's not here. I got Justin on the board, so you can call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. By the way, Justin, I don't have the stack open, so if there's anything I need to know, just talk into my ear until I can get that up and running. We had a major electrical storm. I find it very interesting. I don't think it was an accident. While talking with Tom Palladino last hour about scalar energy and Tesla and things like that, suddenly I'm watching the lightning strike all around the studio. And I got knocked off the air a few times, but Tom kept going, thankfully. And you could feel the electricity in the air, although we're talking about energy that's beyond just electricity, the life force, the vital force we talk about in homeopathic medicine. But there's also, you know, the issue of dealing with hepatitis, right? The A, B, and C. They think C is a virus. I don't think that's the case. But you can certainly, in the allopathic medical monopoly that the government will cover or mandate you participate in, you can get third-party coverage for a $1,000 pill for hepatitis C. And I don't think you take one of them. I think you got to take many of them. But that's the inefficiency and the inaccuracy, the absolute ineptitude of modern medicine. That looks to poison you to heal you. It's nonsense. It's never worked. It never will work unless you use the law of the minimal dose like we do in homeopathy. Or things that boost function or modulate function, the things you see and we hear about, we talk about here on the show. And at RobertScottBell.com, there are links to those many things. Say thanks to those sponsors who stand up and defend your right to know about these things. The message of health, freedom, and healing liberty living on. Through GCN, our syndicator, nationalnewsradio.com. We're heard also across the pond at UK Health Radio and Digital Radio -103 down under. And we're going to continue doing that. I want to remind you also, next week we're scheduled to shift our day part. That's what they call it. I know, I want to say shifting time zones. Super Don, if you're listening, you're like, don't say time zones. Well, I just did. Nothing you can do about it. You're not here. But no, we're starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Come August the 4th, that's next Monday, 7 to 9 evenings, and that's 4 to 6 drive time on the west coast of the United States. And you figure it out all over the world other than that, where or when you can listen live or call in, 866 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, the White House is responding to the good thing the New York Times did last week. The performance for pay, not so good. But the good thing here, the White House is now saying it's a bad thing. Who knew? Obama, the guy that you know was smoking lots of weed in high school, who knows? Certainly in college, maybe after, maybe right now in the White House with Snoop Dogg. He's not playing nice with all of y'all about it. Because even though he can do it, he's using his Justice Department to argue against the New York Times that, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. And what did the New York Times say? That the federal government should legalize marijuana for adults 21 years and older. And what did the Justice Department, the White House, basically say? No, 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 not so fast. This is not good. This is a health issue. This is a public health issue. Well, of course, law enforcement's important, too, but it's a health issue. We're worried about what happens if this were become legal. And then they say, here are the facts. The federal government says, here are the facts. When you hear them say that, hide your children and your wallet. Marijuana use affects the developing brain. A recent study in brain, I guess maybe that's a journal, reveals impairment of the development of structures in some regions of the brain following prolonged marijuana use that began in adolescence or young adulthood. Yes, but we can also show you evidence where the cannabis used appropriately is helping to heal the brain. This is like approving in homeopathy, where you take a substance in its natural state and you put it in toxic quantities. You create a deleterious impact. That is the result. There's a borderline moment of doubt, or it should be. But utilizing it appropriately, we're seeing all the benefits to heal the brain. Brain tumors, seizure disorders, anxiety, PTSD. But they're like, oh, no, no, the kids are going to get it. How's that working out in Colorado? They're talking cognitive impairment. Well, lowering IQ. Remember, now, these IQ tests are designed on a standard that is maybe not the highest of standards. It's certainly specific to some form of mental acuity, but is it everything? As we've said, the cannabinoids can also help you to forget, making it much more difficult for you to be, what, programmed into a certain way of thinking. So I would say that would be a good thing, not a bad thing. But the federal government wants everybody to be like everybody else, a good little citizen, stamp their children, inject their children, drug their children, and move on, pay no attention to the evil men behind the curtain. Now, substance use in school-age children, they're saying, has a detrimental effect on academic achievement. Again, why are we weighing this standard of so-called academic achievement? I've got nothing against kids learning math and different things like that, but ultimately, are we all here just to learn math? Or, I don't know. Let's see. Social studies. Social studies. That's right. What they teach you in social studies doesn't even have anything to do with the real world. Much of these sciences are divorced from that. And they create this artificial reality, again, to create automatons, robot people. So their argument against academic achievement, no, it doesn't fly for me. But creativity, it's good for creativity, but we can't have too much creativity because then we'll have a lot of independent-minded nonconformists. Ooh, danger, Will Robinson. Wait, I thought America was founded on that concept of individual liberty, embracing it, or at least tolerating it, but now they're actively arguing against it by saying marijuana is dangerous. I said it, they use that word, I said cannabis. They say it's addictive. It is not. It is shown to be not addictive. And people don't smoke it to the extent that they smoke cigarettes, which are. And that's not to say there's never been somebody that appears to be hooked on it. But that is an argument to not make it legal is not a real argument. Drug driving is a threat to our roadways. Sure. Yeah. Drug driving. As what? They are like the Cheech and Chong of old. Drug driving. You know, why'd you pull me over, officer? Well, was I speeding? No, you were doing 5 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. I'm not arguing that you should be.
I can't hear Robert.
What? I can hear Super Don. What is he doing? Oh, he's supposed to be asleep. Is he really here? Am I on? Or is this just a dream? I guess he's just trying to wire him in. I thought I heard. Maybe it's just an audio hallucination I'm having. Talking about cannabis. Which, by the way, I don't smoke. I'm just telling you. I don't. But I'm not saying what's right for you. Super Don is here. If he can hear me. You can speak, and I will acknowledge you, although I might reprimand you for being here when you're supposed to be sleeping and resting and recovering. I can hear you, Justin, but I can't hear Superdon now. See if you can bring him. There he is. What are you doing here? What is so funny?
You know, I'm laying here on the bed. I've been horizontal for quite a while now, but I kind of have to get up once in a while. Otherwise, I get kind of stiff and seized up.
Right.
And I'm listening to the show, and you just give me all kinds of crap, aren't you? I'm not around. Hey, my producer isn't here, so you can't stop me from saying blah, blah, blah. And you said that, and I was like, all right, fine. You know what?
It was not a challenge to get. I promise you. I was trying to, maybe if you were listening, amuse you so you could have some level of pain relief. Hopefully you didn't laugh too hard.
Yeah. You know, believe it or not, actually, it's amazing what a little bit of R&R can do for something like this. I'm actually not, I'm feeling a little bit better. Maybe some of that scalar energy is kind of.
Exactly. But don't get cocky. Don't get cocky. And I wish that you had access in Oregon to cannabis because I think that would help you a lot right now.
You know, it was very interesting listening to Tom Palladino talk about that because I kept thinking, it kept reminding me of Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
If you look at what the Jedi, what was it the Jedi were always talking about? They were talking about the life force.
And the force.
That's right. Your favorite thing there. So that was very interesting. It was really cool that we got him on. But as you're talking about now, I just figured I'd jump in here and give you a hard time for a few minutes. But
thanks. That's what I needed.
Yeah, White House responding to the New York Times. We talked about that when they were back in the legalization thing. And it's funny when you look at this article, how the White House is using the same bullet points, the same old bullet points that they've used for so long.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
No, pot's bad for you. You know, it's bad for your health. But you know what? What else is bad for your health? What is it that you guys are saying is okay? What are you guys putting your stamp approval on that is killing so many people?
How many people are
dying from marijuana overdoses? None.
No, that's not happening. So, as I said, and I think I'm one of the first on record to say this that I know of in talk radio, that their fear of marijuana or cannabis or hemp, in this case, I shall say, is that people will be less controllable. Honestly, that to me is the fundamental bottom line. We can go into economics, and that's real too. We wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. The history of that, plus the chapter on cannabis cures. You got to get it. UnlockThePowerToHeal.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you are. And write a nice review for us, will you? Great basic information that gives you the power to heal. Or at least just opens it up. It's already there. Just plug back in. Scalar or not. Super Don is here. I just am shocked. I don't know what to do.
You know, I don't know.
How about a moment of duh? Let's do a moment of duh.
You want to do one?
Let's do it. Okay. Moment of duh coming up.
I'll
stand by.
Around for a moment of duh. All right.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes? Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Evidently, you can't keep a good producer down long, even though he should be. He's going to be in trouble after the show for coming on the show today, because I told him, don't show up. But he says, I'm feeling good again. Well, this like don't start chasing chickens again, Supernova. Okay?
I figured I'd jump on for a few minutes here until Ed Brown comes on at the bottom.
All right, then you can take off again. All right. Well, one more thing on the federal issue in cannabis. There's a bill now being pushed through to legalize the CBD, the kind of low THC cannabis. And even though we'd say that's better than nothing, better than that would be nothing. Would be nothing. The feds have no authority to regulate a plant in this way, to ban it, much less limit your access to it for use in all kinds of ways. But the people hesitate to use the term sheeple occasionally. Just accept it a lower standard of freedom that is not freedom. As I said so many times here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, starting with the principles of healing and health and on outward, and everything's related to everything, you begin to see if they lied to us about health, what else did they lie to us about? It's just about everything. Again, that's why. Oh, by the way, Liam Sheff's wonderful book, Official Stories, on sale, the e-version, the e-book, 99 cents.
Wow.
I think starting today until tomorrow, yeah.
That's like the dollar store.
Dude,
like,
it's so much more valuable than that. It's ridiculous, but it's like,
it's not made in China.
Send them out. No, it's not. So anyway, we'll get Liam on tomorrow to talk about it. I thought he might call in today, but I hadn't heard from him. Unless, Justin, you've been holding out on me. You let me know. All right, so what do we want to do? We want to help kids. Of course we want to help kids. The federal government claims to want to help kids. Hillary Clinton claims to want to help kids, but how does she want to do it? More vaccines, more glyphosate, more GMOs, more Monsanto?
It takes a village, right?
It takes a village of Monsanto idiots to harm and cause cancer in children. And this is the basis of our, scientific presentation for today, at least one aspect of it. It's like, okay, somebody paid for this research that's figured out something that can help children after they have cancer and they've survived the treatment for cancer. It's what we call today's
moment of dumb.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of dumb brought to you by a plate of organic salad and non-GMO food. Well, why? Because, oh my gosh, scientists and researchers are suggesting the outrageous that children with cancer and adults who survive childhood cancer should be educated about how their diet and certain behaviors could affect their health in the future.
You know, but here's the thing, Robert. You said that. It's like you can't help yourself. You want to put it in some type of logical context that makes sense. But if you look at the headline that the Department of Health and Human Services puts out here, the headline reads, "Healthy habits may help childhood cancer survivors avoid chronic ills." Really?
Is that so?
Wow, you mean so after you've had cancer, you've survived cancer treatment, if you change your lifestyle and eat healthy, it might keep you from getting ill later. thank you so much.
Why didn't they warn you before you got the cancer?
Exactly, and that's where we always go with this, is they throw these things out here like they're trying to teach people how to color within the lines or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where, listen, some people, they just need a nudge, I suppose. Yep. And a lot of people will not change to a healthy lifestyle until, you know, life kicks them in the teeth.
Right.
And listen, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say that I've been in that place before. But obviously the thing we want people to know is that should you change your healthy lifestyle before you get cancer, then maybe you won't get cancer at all. And that's really the message, I guess, that really needs to get out there.
And if you don't have kids yet, change your lifestyle now before you have them. It will impact them. Hopefully, make that shift.
If you don't have kids, change your lifestyle so you don't have kids.
Well, let's see. What are the lifestyle recommendations from this study and the government? No smoking. Okay. What is that? They've been saying that for years. How's that working out? Maintaining a healthy body weight. Getting regular physical activity. Okay. You know, I got no problem with that. But here's where it gets a little dicey. Eating plenty of fruits and vegetables. How dare they not mention organic non-GMO fruits and vegetables? No mention of that issue. No mention of pesticides.
You've got to remember where this information is coming from.
Where?
This would be the Department of Health and Human Services.
Yeah, U.S. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute has more about this and metabolic syndrome, but they don't know what we know, evidently. Or if they do, they're holding out on you. Also, limit your intake of refined sugar. Stop eating crack cocaine sugar. That's what that is. We'll get into some more. We've got Ed Brown coming up. There's a new documentary about to release. And I've had it up to here with glyphosate. I hope you have, too. And let's do something about it. And that's what Ed Brown is doing. So we're going to talk about his movie, Unacceptable Levels, and the new one after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yes, we are, my friends. Thank you for being here. RobertScottBell.com. Are you part of the new resistance? What is that we are resisting? Or at least trying to unplug from? The hard thing about GMOs is that they're in everything processed. really, just about, unless they're certified organic. And even then, you don't know. And then we have companies in the biotech field like Monsanto trying to dominate, monopolize all seeds, as well as all food on planet Earth. They want to control the food supply. Have you had enough? Our guest right now, Ed Brown, certainly has. His first film is called Unacceptable Levels. It's still available everywhere. He'll tell you where, about toxic chemicals inside and out of our bodies. Won 4 major awards. Took the top prize at the largest environmental film festival in the world. And he's at it again. He's working on a new one called A New Resistance. And we've got it all linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Ed Brown, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm glad to be on the show with you today.
Well, thanks for your good work and putting out the documentary film, Unacceptable Levels. It's about overdue. We pointed out that when the government says eat well, they never describe or define eating well in terms of non-GMO and organic.
That's the truth, and that's really unfortunate. A lot of people are very, very misled, and that's really what brought me to making the films that I have.
Well, you did this first film that you did. How long ago did it come out, Unacceptable Levels? So that was a couple of years now?
Well, it's been in the festivals for a couple of years now, and it was just released worldwide on May 9th. We were really excited that it's in Whole Foods across the world and Barnes & Noble as well. And, it's really getting a lot of airplay online, and we're all really thrilled about the reception of it. People really like the film, and they're getting a lot out of it. And they're making a lot of wholesale changes in their lives accordingly, which is really, that was always the anticipated goal. So we're really thrilled.
So, Ed, this has led to your wanting to do a part two, or is this a whole different focus from Unacceptable Levels to this film called A New Resistance?
I think you could call it both. You could call it a sequel, and it is still a little bit of a departure, only because the first film focuses on 80,000 chemicals in our system of commerce. We all have 232 approximately inside of our bodies right now. And then this subject had been brought to me about glyphosate. And whenever I first heard about this, I didn't really think too much about it, because I don't really draw too many lines of distinction between toxic chemicals. But I think glyphosate needs special attention to understand that this herbicide is in breast milk. It's in almost, most human bodies. And then, of course, if children are drinking non-GMO infant formula, you're almost guaranteed that it's going to have this active ingredient herbicide inside of the infant formula as well. And to me, this chemical has been out there for 40 years, and we just don't know enough about it. And it's about time somebody shined the light on just what this thing is doing to us.
So you're taking that unacceptable levels concept of toxins from all sources, pesticides, et cetera, and now focal pointing, I guess, tweaking it and maybe expanding into areas that you didn't cover for whatever reason in the first one.
Yeah, that's accurate. I think that, fundamentally, I didn't really think, again, that toxic chemicals were all that different, but they are. And what they're doing to us and what the detrimental effects are can certainly vary. And that's why glyphosate, which, has been used for a long time, it's an herbicide, kills bacteria and plants, and the license is going to either be renewed for another 15 years that we have to live with this chemical, or it's going to be revoked next year in 2015. So that really made my decision for me to hit the gas and to make this film.
All right. Motivation is good. Motivation is pure.
Yeah.
The question is, what Ed, are you doing in this in terms of getting it done? Where are you? What phase of production? Knowing that you have already completed a film, it's an award-winning film. There are a lot of people that want to make movies, that want to do documentaries, but you've actually done it, so you know what's involved in there. For those that want to participate, maybe there are folks you want to interview for it. How should we put it out to the world, what you're looking to do?
There's no question. We have to get the top experts that are studying this problem every single day. We have to interview them, and I think, just like my first film, credibility is the answer toward anyone else's, the recourse. So whenever you get pushback from anybody outside of organic, so that means people that are in the industry, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Cargill, big chemical companies don't like it whenever you challenge them. And the best way to hit back at them is by having, the top experts in the world being interviewed. I'm talking about Charles Benbrook. I'm talking about Harvey Karp. There's a lot of other individuals that are studying this specifically. Henry Rollins, with Sustainable Pulse. Zen Honeycutt is doing a lot of advocacy with moms across America. Diana Reeves with GMO Free USA. Ronnie Cummins with OCA. I mean, we want to get, and Dave with Food Democracy Now, we want to try to get everybody we can to create a movement. That's what this film is about. It's not just about a movie. It's about a movement. And this is our time to resist this chemical. And I know that we can put up a pretty strong barrier. And that's why if we can all collectively get together for this thing, which is, again, so the film is going to be coming out for free next year. Everybody will be able to access it, you know, online. And so to know that everybody's going to have this tool in the toolbox to push the EPA to make sure that this chemical is not going to be mainlined into children anymore, that's the goal. And to get everybody on board with this is of the utmost importance.
All right, you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you just tuned in, Ed Brown is our guest. His first film, Unacceptable Levels, about toxic chemicals inside of our bodies, won 4 major awards. He's working on the next one called A New Resistance. And we have it linked up in the show notes, again, at robertscottbell.com. Now, there are like 6 points here, any one of which should be horrific for people to realize. Number one, right now, today, the United States has the highest rate of infertility in recorded history. Is that for real, Ed?
That's real. That's from the CDC and a number of other, let's just say, very credible sources. This isn't a joke. You know, glyphosate is known to lower sperm count in men, and we really feel strongly that we can draw up a pretty clear link between this chemical and what's happening in our bodies and what's happening to us across the board. So, you know, you're looking at 7-8% of the population right now can't conceive. And that's
right.
That's terrific. You know, that's just awful, and it shouldn't be that way. And to know that a chemical could be responsible for that is just egregious crime.
Absolutely. If current trends continue unabated, one in every two children born in the United States will have autism. And they've linked that, of course, to glyphosate and pesticides as well. That's one of your link points that's motivating you here.
Of course. You know, if we're not looking out for the next generation, if we're not caring about our kids that much to ensure their safety across the board, because this is as pro-life as it gets. So to understand that this chemical is designed to kill bacteria and plants, but it's a chemical. It's not like it has a mind of its own. A chemical that is designed to kill bacteria and plants will also kill bacteria in ourselves. We are outnumbered. Our cells are outnumbered 10-1. By our bacteria. And our bacteria plays a very important role inside of our stomachs. It works like the second brain. There's a Scientific American article that I love to quote all the time that I put up on Facebook and all my social media constantly. The stomach and our digestive system plays some of the utmost importance in what's going on in our bodies all the time and how it works. So to understand this herbicide killing bacteria that we need inside of our bodies is, again, this goes back to a crime against humanity.
Yep, you list Crohn's disease, which your wife evidently has, according to what you say here, has increased 79% in the past 10 years. I know. I have to address this disease and all gastrointestinal issues from a comprehensive perspective. I've written about it in my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, as well. But that also may be aggravated or, in fact, caused a lot by these pesticides, including the glyphosate.
Yeah, that's correct. And my wife, she had, when we first started dating, she had a very, very awful bout with Crohn's disease. She had been fighting with it for about 7 years. And then whenever we started seeing one another and I convinced her to start eating organic food, just by my own example, she's been in remission for over 7 years now. And she hasn't had a single episode after eating only organic food. Now, if that does, that really struck a chord with me whenever I saw this about Crohn's disease. And that's why I felt, again, extra motivated that, you know, I have verifiable proof in my own house that this happens to me, and this is a cure. So, and this is another reason why we have to start taking better care of ourselves and know more about what's going on.
Yeah, and if the government says it's safe, think 10 times before agreeing to that statement of safety. Glyphosate now in over 2,000 products sold around the world. It's found now, unfortunately, in breast milk and in non-organic infant formula in the form of GMO corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. They've really messed with corn in such a way that if you're not eating organic corn, like lots of kids love corn chips, you're eating GMOs.
Yeah, and when parents find out, you know, it's not just Monsanto as well. I mean, Monsanto lost the patent on glyphosate back in the year 2000. So any company with a great scientific team can make up their own glyphosate and use it in their own product at will. And to understand that, you know, whenever we have parents that learn that there's an herbicide that's inside of this chip or whatever, you know, it might be soy, you know, to understand, or canola, to understand this herbicide is going to be going straight into a kid, that's whenever they really, you know, their eyes just get huge and they say, well, why is that okay? Who said that was all right? Who said that's safe? And you have, you know, hundreds of industry-funded studies that back up the safety of this, but they don't allow anyone else to do this, any safety testing or third-party peer review testing. So we don't really know anything about these chemicals except for what their companies are telling us. And let's be frank. A lot of these companies don't have terrific track records of safety. So why should they believe them on this one if nothing else? Right. And obviously they don't.
Right. Ed Brown, tell me, how can people plug in? I've got it linked up in the show notes to Unacceptable Levels and now A New Resistance. How can people help out?
I want to just say to everybody, we have a few hours left for our Indiegogo campaign. We have just about 2 days left for our Indiegogo campaign. That means that's how we're helping, how you can help fund this film that I'm going to give away to everybody for free in a massive coalition. That all I'm asking for is a couple dollars to help make this film. I just want to travel across the country, meet the top people, get them on screen so you can hear from them. Because
all right, Ed.
If we don't do, right, you know.
Yes,
so,
thank you. Thanks for what you do. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I'd give you a hug, but they say only a fist bump is allowed.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food that's on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. click the mic, and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, somehow the 1-900-ROBERT voices lasted into the final segment today. And Super Don is in big trouble for showing up to work today. He should be resting, but he just couldn't, you know. He thinks I called him out. No, I did not. I was just reading
out. Girl, nah. I don't have a producer, so I can do whatever I want to.
Right. I was having fun. And then you come in and rain on the parade.
That's right. Nurse Ratchet.
Yeah. So, anyway, we got that. There are some upcoming events. One in particular is coming up faster than I realized. Is it the 7th of August? Let me get the calendar here. It's the 7th of August. That's a Thursday, 1 week from this coming Thursday. I will be speaking at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, Florida. Vitality Bistro. It's all organic, vegetarian, vegan, really high-quality food, and a lot of conscious efforts. Beautiful as well as tasty. But I'll be lecturing there, and if they stay open late enough, I need to talk to them, because when we originally programmed ourselves to do this, we were at the 3 to 5 Eastern time slot. But we'll be next week beginning at 7 to 9.
That's so right. Monday.
Monday. Potentially broadcasting live from 7 to 9 there. So come on up, come on down, come on sideways, wherever you are, and have a great meal with us at Vitality Bistro. VitalityBistro.com, I believe, is the website. So that's an announcement there. Now, I wanted to give, you know, both of my guests today a hug. They deserve. They were just Tom Palladino, great stuff on scalar energy. Ed Brown, his work in documentary film on pesticides and now glyphosate and things. And you, Super Don, sending you a hug. But we can't now because the government says that's too dangerous. Or somebody says it's too dangerous. Story on this that I think I mentioned briefly yesterday about shaking hands. Much too that's dangerous. Right. Go for the fist bump, it says.
That's right. Fist bumps are less germy than handshakes, apparently.
Fist bumps less germy.
Germy.
Right? Now, is this what I talk about, the germ theory cult? I mean, when you come up with words like germy, you're not an adult. That's just, you know, forget that noise. Fist bumps less germy. See, this is the whole idea. You know, the bacteria we talked about, and Ed was very passionate about the destruction of the bacteria. We rely on these bacteria for function, for protection, for immunity, for production of neurochemicals, endocrine chemicals, hormones and things. And yet, this kind of phobia leads to the overuse of antimicrobials, including the so-called benzyl alcohol, Purells of the world. That everybody, hey, go get that. You touch something, go ahead, wash your hands with this stuff. and you end up with leaky hands because it burns holes in your hand, the alcohol and other synthetic toxins.
Here's the question you got to ask yourself. How long has the handshake been around? What is that, a couple years?
Yeah, a few.
Listen, the handshake is, I mean, that's a significant gesture that goes back thousands of years, and there's a meaning of, there's an honor to a handshake. You know, I mean, people used to do contracts with a handshake. You didn't have to sign a paper or anything, a handshake, you know, that meant something. And these guys here over whoever did this thing, they actually did a study. Now, this is in the University of Wales. They actually did a study and found that, and get this, just in case you're wondering, a fist bump spreads only 1/20th the amount of bacteria as a handshake. Right. Or if you want to live on the edge a little bit, you can do a high five, because a high five passes along less than half of the amount of a handshake.
A high five.
And I'm thinking, come on, guys, really? I mean, a handshake.
Did they ever think that we live in a sea of microbes? Now, granted, some of these microbes can turn on us, but not because they're mean and nasty, but because we've been pretty much ignorant or arrogant to believe that we can do whatever we want with the environment, pollute it, intoxicate it, make it so deficient.
How many germs does a butterfly kiss get, I wonder?
Did you say a butterfly kiss?
Yeah, maybe that's a little less germy. We could just do that instead. What do you think?
Oh, man. You're just going places. I don't know. You need some rest, my friend. You need some rest. Hugs. What about hugs? It didn't say anything about hugs.
Oh, yeah, that's about 1/8 of the germs of a handshake.
But what I'm saying is that this germ theory has done more to depersonalize humans, to make humans fear other humans, much less animals, much less the world and the microbes, that has led to a warfare mentality in modern man through modern medicine. The idea that the germs could kill us at any moment means we have the right and responsibility to kill them first. And this is how the Pentagon operates. This is how so many governments operate. And, of course, the allopathic medical monopoly worldwide operates. They don't acknowledge the law of the terrain. They don't acknowledge Antoine Béchamp. They don't acknowledge Claude Bernard. They don't acknowledge the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we don't need nor want their acknowledgement nor their permission. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and Super Don Healing is back. You got that?
Doing my best. But I can't stay away.
See, we love to do what we do. There's the evidence. In the midst of it, he had the day off. He shows up anyway. What's that all about? Thank you all for showing up 6 days a week. If not one, we'll take it. The power to heal is still yours, my friends. Back with Ty Bollinger tomorrow. And Liam Sheff, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.